Cool.
Brother has a beer.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I do it without a beer.
So, GC, are you sure that PWA is a good solution for Magento 2? You know my point of view. Huh?
Can we fight? Yeah, I was preparing for a political discussion.
Yeah, for sure. But don't worry, I'm not sure I'm Swiss today.
Cool.
All right, you said the floor is yours.
Yeah, perfect. So awesome to be here. Or actually here for me is in the Netherlands. And it's late at night. Well, it's just 7:30 or beyond.
Same time zone.
So it's easy, yeah. So, yeah, and I just watched Dimitri's talk as well. And the logical question maybe pops up that if he explains about service workers and PWA features and push notifications, how to implement that in Magento in total. Thanks, Nick, for inviting me to have this remote talk about PWA. Like it's a terminology, and often people ask, like, well, what does it stand for? And I'm not really getting that technical. So maybe I have a couple of code samples, but not that much. But I had a couple of pointers that I wanted to address using a slideshow. Yeah, so I got a little bit of a presentation about the current state of PWA, and one of the questions that we need to address is actually, what the hell is PWA? What are we talking about? And actually, Dimitri was already talking about a couple of the features involved with PWA. And that's basically where I pick off a little bit, and I'm going to share my screen now. Just beware of I'm not going to share my screen like this. I'm going to do it like this. You should be able to see my screen still, right? Is it showing?
Only your face, not the screen.
Okay. Then I'm going to do it different. I'm going to do it like this.
Yeah, now it works.
Yeah. And can you still see the little pop-up with me in the right-hand corner or not?
No.
No, that's so yeah. But it's only showing.
Now I move the other screen here. Now we can see you.
Okay, perfect. So at least the screen is showing with a beautiful white slide set. There's no beautiful graphs in here. There's no code in here. It's just a lot of text to actually guide a little bit of a discussion. If there's any question in between, just pop up. The only thing might be that Nick might need to repeat the answer so I could hear. But yeah, it's meant to be actually a little bit of a discussion towards what is PWA and how is it going to change maybe the landscape of Magento itself. So first off, a little bit of an introduction of me myself. My name is Jesse Reitsma. I own a little company called Yerio, through which I develop extensions. I'm a trainer as well. I'm a consultant as well. And I've organized ReactCon and Mage Test Fest in the past to developer conferences. And actually, ReactCon triggered early this year a lot of discussion within the community. So ReactCon, the name itself already reveals that it's about React. So React JavaScript, React JS, one of the technologies to build a PWA with. And I'm going to refer to ReactCon a couple of moments later as well. But because of all of these events, I've been announced a mover. I'm also involved with XDN, which stands for Extension Developer Network. And it's basically kind of a leak of extension developers like Fullman, Headworks, Dotmailer. So a lot of the bigger names of extensions are in there. And what we're trying to do is lift up quality standards for extensions. But yeah, with PWA, one of the questions is actually how are Magento extensions going to survive if we have a completely new front end? So this is also one of the main questions that I want to dive into later on. But the story actually begins with something else, the current front end. And I've been giving a lot of trainings on the current front end, which all starts with, like, you dive into the XML layout of Magento with things like the regular layout and page layout. And then the XML layout leads to block classes, and theoretically in Magento 2.2, view models have come to existence. So instead of block classes, you could also just add view model classes to your own modules. Which are outputted then in PHTML templates. PHTML templates could hook into JavaScript using Require.js, and then Require.js could initialize Knockout.js, and then on top of Require and Knockout, Magento has built an awful lot of different things in its own libraries. And then we have on top of that also Knockout HTML templates. And I'm always explaining basically this long list of different technologies. Because if you're familiar with it, you're able to modify existing Magento sites. It's a little bit similar to Magento 1 as well, at least for the XML layout, block classes, and PHTML part. However, the JavaScript part is just completely different. And every time when I need to explain this listing to somebody who's new to Magento, they simply are overwhelmed. Or likewise, if you're starting with Magento 2 with Magento 1 knowledge, Magento 2 is simply overwhelming because of this stack. And the front end is supposed to be like the most important part of modifying a Magento shop. The look and feel of a shop, everything that you want to have feature-wise, the way a merchant is able to be to beat the competition with others, is supposed to be through front-end modifications, but the difficulty is simply that the current front-end is just far too complex. Still, you could use extensions to make it easier. You could become a Knockout master, but still, it's complex, and a lot of people have complained about this. So the whole story actually about PWA starts with this need for a different front-end, and the different front-end is now supposed to be, I'm being a little bit sarcastic here, but it is now supposed to be React. So what is React? It's a different JavaScript library, closer to JavaScript than if you compare it to Angular or Vue. It's component-based, so every time when somebody writes a certain module in React, it's all about creating React components. And I might be later on diving into it a little bit deeper, but this is not really meant to be like an introduction to React itself, but more the role that React might play actually with Magento. Well, the difficulty, you can build a lot of different awesome things with React itself, but you also need to connect it to Magento somehow. And you need to store a lot of information within the React environment itself. And that's normally done using a different library called Redux. And then Redux receives its information through GraphQL from the Magento API, the Magento server itself. So this is basically the new stack, React, Redux, and GraphQL. And my talk is maybe to introduce a little bit of these terms, first of all, but also to simply lead to discussion. Okay, that's nice that Magento came up with a new front end, but what does it mean? What do we have to do to actually migrate to this front end? And I'm actually really eager to dive into a little bit of a discussion with Sylvain, for instance, who's pretty critical about this as well. So let's not shy for the discussion, but it's more that basically there's this new front end which is supposed to be improving things. However, It's a firm choice for React. So Magento has chosen React. And one of the questions you could ask yourself is, why React? So why is this choice not for Angular or for Vue? Well, it's an interesting choice. The main reason I see that Magento has chosen React is simply because it's popular. And instead of choosing something that might not be popular anymore, amongst front-end developers. Now they've done the opposite. They've really chosen for like the most modern library that there is. However, the more interesting thing for me personally is Knockout is despised. It's regarded as a horrible solution for Magento 2 simply because it makes the current front-end of Magento far too complex. And complexity also has to do with how much time do you need to learn it, the learning curve. And with React itself, I've simply experienced myself that React has a much smaller learning curve than with Knockout. And it's hard to put this into figures, and I think figures are impossible to deal with when dealing with a learning curve, but it's simply, personally, I've experienced that learning about React was four times or five times more efficient than learning about Knockout with the current Magento frontend. So five times, that's like an enormous gain compared to the old frontend. Well, and on top of that, React is not Magento, but React is a separate community project. It has a lot of resources. Because of that, there's also more developers available than for Magento. So theoretically, this is a downside. So this is actually something that is worrying me as a trainer and as a developer myself as well. If there's more developers available, there's more competition, and how can I still sell my own services? But for the merchant and for the projects that need to be run, this is actually a good thing, more developers available. Which is slowly leading into like a couple of questions. For instance, would Vue have been a better choice? Which is interesting at this moment because a couple of weeks ago or a couple of months ago, React as being the number one library for JavaScript developers was actually superseded by Vue. So actually, currently, it is Vue that is the most popular. So does that mean actually that Magento has already made the wrong choice for React, or does that mean something else? And that is basically that whatever choice you make right now is going to be outdated with some kind of change in the future. So is Vue a better choice? Well, nah, not really. It's a better choice for Polish people. Well, I'll come back to that later on. So the difficulty basically is here that we have a whole new stack. And actually in this stack, I don't really care that much about React or Vue or whatever JavaScript library is there, because personally, I see the real big change actually happening with GraphQL. So GraphQL is like another element of this whole new front end. So let's dive into a couple of features or a couple of things about GraphQL. It's going to be introduced in Magento 2.3, which is actually supposed to be released still this month. So what date are we living actually on? So it's 22nd. So we still have 8 days or 9 days to go before Magento 2.3 officially should arrive. However, there's of course like then the question, how stable is GraphQL going to be as soon as Magento 2.3 is out? Regardless, GraphQL is supposed to be more performant, more flexible than REST. Forget about SOAP because that's already a longer time ago. So it's a new API. And one of the benefits is that whatever you request through this API is actually what you receive through this API. And compare this a little bit with REST calls. So REST calls are always evolving URLs. So when you want to fetch certain information on a specific category, you would make a REST call to a specific API, let's say /catalog/category/view, and then you get information of that specific category. However, you get all of the information on that category available and not maybe just the information that you want. Or theoretically, if you want to have a listing of products, there's a REST call for that. However, per product, you might also want to receive information on the media of that product, which is then not available in REST, which then leads to one single REST call for all of the products and then a loop through all of the products to get all of the relevant media information as well. Well, with GraphQL, it's just much more efficient. If you want to have a listing of products with all of the media information attached to it, but for instance, no stock information, that's actually what you receive from GraphQL, because actually that's what you request in your own API request in the first place. Well, on top of that, there's a lot of other tricks with GraphQL, but let's maybe skip that for later. At least one interesting thing as well is that if you want to have a listing of products plus the latest reviews of a specific product plus a specific category plus the contents of the shopping cart, you can request all of that information in a single HTTP request, while with REST you normally would need multiple requests in the first place. And especially this feature makes GraphQL actually like the holy grail to PWA. So imagine that you want to have some kind of single application built in Angular or React or Vue, and you want to have one single call to Magento to receive all of the information that you require to build that app in the front end. With GraphQL, that's peanuts. That's part of the specification of how GraphQL works. While with REST, you would need a lot of different workarounds. So basically, the whole PWA movement is actually all about GraphQL, as I see it. That's really the special thing. And then if you dive a little bit deeper into GraphQL, it also requires a little bit of a change of the architecture. So instead of just fetching information or pushing information in a single resource model, as we're used to with the MVC approach of Magento modules, we're actually now supposed to split it up into commands and queries and mutations and et cetera. So it's a different technology, but the main reason for this technology is basically to make PWA possible. The interesting thing there is actually that once we start discussing Magento PWA in whatever form possible, actually GraphQL is supposed to play like a main role in that. So talking about the stability of PWA, you can't do that unless you also talk about the stability of GraphQL. So basically there we go. PWA Studio is going to be introduced in Magento 2.3, which is apparently only like 8 days away. But to my opinion, whatever is going to be released PWA Studio-wise, it's going to be unstable. And that's not related to PWA Studio itself, but it's simply related to the fact that GraphQL is still not entirely ready yet as well. And if GraphQL is not ready, well, then you can't build a PWA on top of it. So it's still like work in progress. There's these two different projects. On one hand, PWA Studio. On the other hand, GraphQL. And both are still in progress. But we're going to see some kind of features in Magento 2.3. The next question would be, like, what is PWA Studio? Is it, for instance, about the push notifications that Dimitri talked about? Well, actually, no. There's nothing going to be there with regards to push notifications. There's not even going to be offline behavior, which is another cool feature of PWA technology. But it's going to be basically about React, React components. And then to basically demonstrate that these React components are there and are something that we can work with, PWA Studio is going to build this theme called Venya, and it's basically going to be like a demo theme comparable to Luma, but then Luma is based upon the old front end, and Venya is going to be based on the new front end. And one of the intriguing things is basically that a lot of people have been waiting for the Venya theme to be finished. And you could wait for it to be finished, because as soon as it's finished, it's like a showcase of what you can build with PWA Studio. However, to my opinion, PWA Studio, it's not about PWA. Now the word is, the name is PWA Studio. So it's actually leading to another concept. And that concept is basically that Magento wants to build PWA features, not for the merchants, but actually for developers, so that developers are able to build something similar to the Venya theme. And what is the Venya theme? It's just a bunch of React components. And Magento is now working upon like the base set of components in a library called Peregrine. However, developers also need to put that together and make sure that it's all working in a development environment. And this development environment is then based upon a thing called Buildpack, with a lot of cool features underneath, with for instance, the generation of a host name, so that you are running on a local server, but then using like a remote host name, including an SSL certificate as well. So it's a lot of coolness just to make sure that the front-end developer is able to hook its own React environment efficiently into Magento itself. On top of that, theoretically, you could add third-party components, and that could, on the long run, be extension shipping components. But that's like a big question mark, because there's zero extensions that are now offering components for PWA Studio. And well, personally, I'm an extension developer, and I'm not eager that much yet to actually develop something on top of PWA Studio. It's not meant for me, but it's actually meant for front-end developers that want to build their own PWA. However, this third party might also be you guys. So as soon as you're going to work with PWA Studio, you're not going to use the Venya theme, because that's just a demo. You might be using a couple of the Peregrine components because they come in useful. You might be using Buildpack because it's a ready-to-go environment. But the whole purpose of using PWA, or the whole purpose of actually switching from the old front-end to the new front-end based on React, is simply that you want to modify things, that you want to modify the checkout and the mini cart and the product pages to such an extent that you're actually talking about third-party components written by yourself. And then one of the questions is, like, how much work do you currently need to do to actually make it happen, to build your own PWA on top of this PWA Studio? I'm raising a lot of questions here, but hopefully we can get to a couple of the answers as well. But it's more like the state that we're in. And now Magento PWA Studio was developed by a couple of guys, and these guys were also part of the Reacticon event that I organized myself earlier in the Netherlands, actually twice this year. And at the second time, which was early October, James Sedlin of the PWA Studio team also announced this specification called Upward. And it's basically trying to document in an early stage what kind of components should be talking to Magento directly. And on the previous slide, I just discussed GraphQL as being the new API. So the PWA Studio is all about React and how to deal with React in a new Magento way. But the final purpose is actually how to hook this React environment into Magento using GraphQL, and that's still the holy grail to work to. And what is Upward? It's basically a specification that tries to specify what kind of communication needs to be between the PWA side, for instance, built in React, and the GraphQL endpoint on the side of Magento, so that theoretically PWA Studio is just one version, but you could also build your own PWA using a completely different technology. And make it hook into Magento thanks to this Upward specification. So it's a long story, and it's a lot of things involved there. But then now let's talk a little bit about the current state of PWA. So the current the roadmap, and what is there and what is not there. And as I mentioned, PWA Studio is going to be there, but actually that's not the main thing. It's actually all about GraphQL and the status of GraphQL. And at this moment, I checked upon the status a couple of times this week and also this this afternoon. The status is actually that GraphQL is not, the API is not finished yet. So to cut it short, the API is not finished. GraphQL still has a couple of holes to patch, meaning also that whatever we can expect with PWA Studio as being part of the release of Magento 2.3 is not a full PWA. It's actually part of it. Now, let's actually dive into this link. Are you guys seeing my full screen?
Yes.
Yeah? So if I switch to the tab, you can also see that, right?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Because I uploaded 37 minutes ago, I uploaded my slides. So that's already in there. Just to make sure that you guys can also click on the link itself. And the whole slide set is actually HTML based. So you can go through all of these links that are in it. And the link that I wanted to show with you guys is basically the GraphQL link. The current roadmap is kind of complex. That's a huge document to go through. But the current status, is this readable enough?
You can increase the probably a little bit the size if you want.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the completed items actually show that products and categories and customer is already in there, and adding products to the cart as well. So there's actually a lot of things that you can already work with. However, still under the future items is things like the checkout and the payments and the shipping, which is basically involving everything that makes Magento really complex, the checkout. And this is still like a little bit of a disappointing story, because you could argue that basically GraphQL, its most important feature towards front-end developers is going to be this checkout. And the technical part of this checkout is going to be that you're going to push information from React into Magento itself using this thing called mutations. So mutation is just the word to describe that you can push information back into the API. It's basically a post. And that's basically the thing that is still missing. What I know from the GraphQL project itself is actually that they're currently working on specifically this. And the idea is actually to have mutations working for the checkout and the payments and the shipping and the account pages when Magento 2.3.0 is going to be released. However, that's like 8 days ago, 8 days from now. And it might very well be that I'm lying or that Magento 2.3.0 is not going to be there in 8 days time, but it's going to be postponed. In any case, as soon as the work is finished with these mutations, it doesn't mean that it's bug-free. It doesn't mean that it's completely stable. While GraphQL itself already has a lot of features to already get going with things. So for instance, the products and the categories and the customers, they're there. And you can basically use them already to build your own PWA features. But it's not yet a full PWA because the GraphQL API is not complete yet.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
But the Luma theme will probably still be part of 2.3 in the beginning. I heard something that it will be discontinued.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can just use the Luma theme.
Oh yeah, for sure. So one of the questions and discussions I wanted to dive into a little bit deeper is actually this one. So if PWA is going to be like the next big thing, is the previous big thing, which is like the Luma theme and the current front end, is going to be removed? And if so, on what kind of time frame and etc. So that's one of the challenging questions actually to deal with, but let's postpone it for a little bit. So getting back to this current state of PWA, it's important simply to realize that things are not finished on the Magento side yet, and PWA Studio is lacking simply because GraphQL is lacking. And that's theoretically, that's theoretically the whole story of Magento all over again, that Magento is claiming for a big new feature to come out and then postponing on the roadmap, postponing. So that's why we waited for Magento 2 for 5 years. That's how the roadmap always changes. However, if you really look into the details, the guys working on GraphQL are knowledgeable, and they're actually focused upon the stability of whatever they create. So whenever they have a feature finished, it's well tested. It's fitting well for modification in the future. It's solid. So my feeling is personally that I'd rather just have the GraphQL team slow down a little bit so that they make sure that whatever they create is solid. And that it means that PWA Studio is going to be postponed again. That's simply a fact of it. Now, I'm already showing on a slide that there's actually competition, because there's this other party out there, Vue Storefront. It's a Polish company called Divanti that actually created this solution. I included this little demo so that you guys see like what kind of features can we expect from PWA. It's fast. It works without delaying, and it's kind of cool that you can see like, hey, but we get a lot of benefits from switching to PWA. However, the thing is actually that Vue Storefront is not written in React, but it's written in Vue. There's another competition out there, which is Deity. It's a Dutch company, but actually backed by a lot of developer teams in Poland again. But this time they don't use Vue, but they use React. So that's the same as PWA Studio. The demo itself is like nice to go to click through just to get an impression of like what kind of, I'm doing something horribly wrong. But there we go. So to get some impression, like what kind of features can you expect from PWA when it's completely there. But the main point is actually that currently Vue Storefront and Deity are solutions that are offered by, third parties, and are quickly becoming really popular, because a lot of companies out there, they want to get going with PWA, but you can't get going with Magento PWA because Magento is not ready yet. There's no PWA Studio, there's no GraphQL. So basically the game that Vue Storefront and Deity have played is simply to offer a stable solution earlier than Magento did. Which is again leading to the question like, hey, but when is something stable and when can you move to this stable branch, and when can you also deprecate something that is old? And this is back to your question, Nick. So what is going to happen with the Luma theme? Well, if I predict the future, I always say that I predict the end of the Luma theme. I predict the end of the current knockout front end, just like I'm also predicting that Magento is not going to be the number one e-commerce solution anymore. PHP is going to be dead as language, and speaking of that, I'm going to die sooner or later as well. So everything is about change, but the big question is actually when is this change happening, and if it's really on a short term, we'd rather know about it. Well, the term knockout gate was actually invented by Karen Baker, who actually responded to a little blog post that I made about that knockout was announced to be deprecated by Anton Krill. I'm not sure about his working title anymore, but he's one of the lead developers of Magento. And currently, I think his title is that he's head of architecture or director of architecture of Magento. So he's basically one of the technical guys that determines where Magento should move to next. And what Anton basically said was PWA is going to be the future. We're going to choose React and we're going to choose GraphQL to make sure that PWA is going to be built in the next half year, and it's going to be stable in the next year. But once PWA is finished and once the community starts moving to it, it's also time to actually deprecate the old stuff. And the old stuff is basically Knockout. That's basically the Luma theme. That's maybe even also XML layout and PHTML templates and block classes. And basically everything that made front-end development complex in the last couple of years. Or, well, Magento made Magento complex since its very start. But at least it's going to deprecate the Knockout and require JavaScript part as well, which is like the most horrendous part of Magento 2 at this moment. So as soon as he announced it, it caused like a storm, and that's basically where Knockout Gate comes from. But the funny thing was, he announced that the Knockout front end is going to be deprecated somewhere in the future, but he never said like when. And that's still like the big question. He didn't mention, and he probably doesn't know. But what he does know is that Magento has a new strategy, and in this strategy, PWA is going to be pushed. Then when PWA is going to be adopted, sooner or later, Magento needs to be answering this question, can we maintain both the new front-end as the old front-end? And then the answer is no. And at that time, something is going to be deprecated.
Question to this one.
Just a second before you ask your follow-up question. I just wanted to kindly remind you that we are 30 minutes into your talk.
Yep.
You only have like half of your slides, so I don't want to be pushy. I just want to respect everyone's time. So
yeah, for sure.
Please go ahead. And
yeah. So regarding you mentioned Luma theme, but I was thinking more of the backend theme, Magento backend, which is much more complex than the frontend itself.
Yeah.
Could that move to Vue to React as well, or could it keep these two dichotomy, the old one and the new frontend and backend?
At this moment, there are no plans actually of Magento itself to replace the backend also with React. So that means actually when we're talking about the deprecation of the Knockout frontend, well, basically in the admin panel, you also use frontend technology, but we're only referring actually to the storefront of Magento itself, basically Luma and Blank and et cetera.
Oh, it will still be alive, Knockout. That's good.
Yeah, so Knockout is going to be still alive. However,
you found it, Jesse.
So I got this nickname called Knockout JS, well, because of other Knockout stuff. But
good for you, then you can use your sticker.
Yeah, exactly.
And still sell some training.
However, please note, like I'm saying that there's currently no plans, but my expectation is basically if everybody loves the new way of React and PWA and etc. in front end, well then sooner or later Magento is also going to make plans of migrating the back end technology as well. But you can only do that once you know for sure, like, what is PWA, how's Magento going to hook into it, and et cetera. And even the current roadmap for GraphQL is not including any backend operations. So there's no API for modifying products yet. So that's still like future talk where we don't need to dive into yet.
By the way, it could be definitely interesting to do that in the backend, because the backend is quite slow.
Plus, basically the whole UI component stuff in the backend is the most horrific.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I actually have the belief that Magento is not making plans for this. However, it could be up to the extension vendors to actually do something in that area.
Yeah, but that's well. I'm starting to speak about political stuff. Sorry, but that's the point when I wrote to you in Twitter. Magento decided to focus on PWA, but lots of third-party companies already did it. Mm-hmm. Some are already in production, already working. And instead of focusing maybe on this part on the backend side, for example, it would be probably better, because you got already solution for the front-end part. So that's why I started to criticizing the strategy, but it's a long discussion. I don't want to start now, but what I mean, in fact, by the way.
Yeah. Well, and the difficulty is basically that there's a lot of strategies. So there's like the big strategy, and that is basically PWA is going to be there. Point. And that's like the main thing. However, there's a lot of sub strategies, and that's like, are you going to focus on the front end or the back end, or are you going to choose React or Vue, or, and basically Magento has learned from being too strict in its own strategies, and now they're doing the opposite, and I'm not sure if that's good either. And that's basically a lot of freedom and a lot of flexibility.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, but back to my slides, because Nick is pushing me a little bit. The main thing is basically that knockout gate is all about this little slide here. PWA Studio is not there yet. GraphQL is not there yet. But still, the old front end is going to be deprecated. And that basically scares the shit out of a lot of people. So one of the big questions is basically what to do. And as an extension provider, I need to ask myself the same question. Am I going to support my extensions both with Knockout or React? Well, personally, I'm leaning towards yes, I'm going to support both. But I don't know yet in what kind of way. But most likely, the GraphQL endpoints are going to be more used because, well, that's just the coolest thing about the whole thing. The GraphQL simply is a new API that allows us to separate front-end and back-end. And the front-end could be React-based, but it could also be Vue-based. It could also be Knockout-based. But at least you have a separation between the two. So that's something to work upon. But with extensions, the vision is absolutely not clear. So PWA Studio is all about offering tools to developers, but the extension developers have absolutely not decided yet what they're going to do. And the initiatives like Reacticon, PWA Studio, the upward specification, and also XDN are simply discussions underway to find out like, where are we heading extension wise. Now, the big question is actually like, is it too early to start with PWA or too late? Because there's already a lot of early adapters and especially like the people that embrace PWA will always tell you that PWA is like this thing that you should do now. But I'm always a little bit more pragmatic about it. I'm trying to find out like, what is the best approach? So let's talk about the crossing over strategies a little bit. Well, crossing over to PWA could be that you're never crossing over to PWA. To be fair, I don't really care about projects that are dead, that have zero budget. So it could be possible that there's a Magento One shop that is still running on PHP 5.6. And in 5 years' time, it's still running on PHP 5.6, and there's no need to modify it. So that's fine. Or in 3 years' time. And why am I saying 3 years' time? Because, well, then theoretically, the end of life of Magento 1 is nearer, or PWA is more stable, but well, it could be 2 years' time, it could be 4 years' time, but then there's suddenly a time frame, meaning that in between, you might make yourself a little bit known with like what kind of PWA technologies are out there, but you're not forced to actually go all the way. What you could also do is migrate right away to PWA, but that's like the tricky thing. Then your only safe bet right now is to choose for Vue Storefront or Deity because they're stable, more or less, but at least they have a full solution. And it's currently impossible to actually migrate into a full PWA based upon PWA Studio. I actually had a call this morning with a Dutch company called Elgentos with Peter-Jaap Blaakmeer, a well-known Dutch community member. And they're actually building now a PWA based on PWA Studio and based upon GraphQL. And actually the whole project is finished. They've built everything with React that they wanted to build. However, the whole project is now on hold. It's frozen because the GraphQL API is not there yet. So they're simply waiting now for Magento 2.3 point something to be completed before they can actually complete the project, which is kind of a weird situation. But it's one way to move forward. And then comes actually the final part that I also wanted to talk about, and that's what I call hybrid. And it's basically that you take the current front end and that you simply add Vue components or React components to it. And theoretically, what you could do is replace parts of the pages. So imagine, for instance, that instead of the CMS of Magento, you're loading something from a React-based CMS, or WordPress, for instance, could be shipped with a GraphQL API. And then you're using a React component in Magento to actually load the block through GraphQL from WordPress. Or theoretically, you replace entire pages, so the CMS pages or the catalog pages or the checkout pages. But simply by replacing it not in full, but only partially, then maybe it could be a strategy to move forward with a couple of things. And this whole hybrid approach is, as far as I see it, community-wise, highly experimental. However, the thing that always amazed me, I've done a presentation actually on migrating the current knockout-based mini card that we all know from the Luma theme. I've migrated that to a React component. And the whole migration part took me about 4 hours. And if somebody would ask me to build a mini card with the knockout technology, I wouldn't say 4 hours, but I would say 40 hours. So simply the fact that I've built like a couple of components with React in such a faster pace than I would do in the current front end makes me believe that PWA is the future. But it also makes me believe actually that we could build components specifically in areas that we want to replace the Magento functionality to begin with. And it could be like the mini card, but it could be the checkout, or it could be a product selector, or it could be a B2B checkout page or something like that. And as soon as the modifications of Magento in Knockout and Require become too complex, it might become an easier alternative to actually build that in Vue or React. Note the fact that actually that your front end is going to include both Knockout and React, and it's going to be messy. But that's simply the nature of a hybrid solution. I've included a couple of links here to my own mini card play thingy. There was this guy called Martin Saukoms who gave a presentation during Reacticon on actually the same thing, but then based on Vue. While Internet recently gave a couple of presentations on their React-based checkout, still in the current front-end, but basically replacing the current front-end checkout with their own React component. But I've not seen the presentation published anywhere yet, but that might be interesting to look into as well. And basically, it's showing that sooner or later, the old front-end is going to be obsolete. And then the big question is, what are you going to replace it with? Theoretically, you're going to replace Magento with Shopify or with WooCommerce or something else. But it needs to be a strategy. And then if you're sticking to Magento, then theoretically that strategy is including Vue or React. And that's basically the point that I wanted to make about this hybrid solution. Still, there's so many choices to make. And my personal take is that you can't rely on the advice of some other people. So if somebody's shouting out, Vue is perfect, Vue is fantastic, you have to try out Vue to see whether it's perfect for you. Likewise with React, likewise with other solutions, likewise with Magento 2 in the first place. At least it might be leading to that it's kind of an experiment that you want to run. And take note that my personal approach, this hybrid approach, is maybe a good solution to get you going on the short term. So that's it for now. Hope you enjoyed the talk. And maybe there's still a little bit room for Q&A after all.
Thank you very much. Yeah, of course. Yeah, if anybody needs to leave, you can leave, but ask your questions.
Thank you, Gise, for a great update. Yeah, the question to the change to front-end, basically to you as a owner of an extension company, and maybe you think something about it. So, yeah, we get rid of these complicated things like layout and blocks and knockout that we normally hate in extensions, right? Because they impact our UI and they can break everything. But what do you think about how you're going to impact to UI from extension developer point of view, from React.js components? So is it feasible as it's through XML? Is it, or it should be developed by Magento Core team to make it feasible, or what do you think?
Well, so first of all, if I would build now a GraphQL, no, so if I would build now a PWAs supporting within an existing extension, actually the approach would be to first make sure that my PWA component in React or Vue is able to connect to my backend logic using GraphQL. And that's, I think, like the most important point. Whatever an extension provider is doing with its support with PWA or not, I think the most important thing would be to have GraphQL. Because as soon as my extension is offering my logic through GraphQL, I'm offering basically the headless approach to other front-end developers. Because GraphQL simply plug and play, start writing your component, and from your component you can request through GraphQL whatever is there in GraphQL. So it's an awesome API, and it should be supported by extension providers. However, then GraphQL is only the API, and it has nothing to do with the output of the front end. Then if you look at PWA Studio, it doesn't need XML layout, it doesn't need PHTML templates, it doesn't need block classes or view models anymore. It only supports actually this root block written in React. And then actually child blocks are connected below it. But everything that you do on the front end is purely based on React. So as an extension provider, I would need to actually offer a React component to other front-end developers as well. And that's still what I'm aiming to do. What I envision for myself is actually that my extensions are going to support GraphQL. And then on top of it, I'm going to add a couple of example React components so that front-end developers are able to modify those components. But it's still not plug and play. It's still not that my extension is installed in Magento and then automatically it's doing something in a React-based environment. Because the whole point about React is basically it's all about Lego blocks. So each component is like a Lego stone. But the person actually building the Lego structure, that's the front-end developer, that person is actually in charge of connecting my own extension Lego component into the right place in that structure that the front-end developer is trying to create. So it always requires manual labor.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's what I meant, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, if you want to customize, even with the layout and blocks, you need customizations, right? And you do the same in React components, that you stick them together and you work them well. And if you want to put many buttons in the line, from different extensions, you should care
about. Yeah. Well, and this is actually leading to another big question. Is Magento with PWA Studio and PWA in general, is it ever going to provide like a click and play environment for merchants? And the answer is we don't know. And Magento is slowly looking ahead for doing stuff like that. For instance, the CMS part, so the advanced CMS or page builder, is going to support PWA. proving actually the point that in Page Builder, you log into your Magento admin panel and then you create a specific widget or a Page Builder block. And then you're able to output that block into PWA. But actually the whole technology about modifying something in the Magento admin panel and outputting it in PWA has nothing to do with PWA. It's simply forwarding generated HTML content into JavaScript.
I remember this visual theme management in SaaS solution, yeah?
Yeah.
That's why I think it won't work.
Well, and it's a friction. So basically with PWA, what Magento tries to do is make front-end developers happy. But still, there's this other market share where actually shop owners, merchants, are putting together their own shop, and they're able to install extensions, and then suddenly these extensions do a lot of different things. But that's almost like the opposite of what React is going to offer as a benefit. So the benefit of React is not that you have a plug and play environment and that you click and then suddenly everything is working. No, the benefit is actually with React that it's a box of Lego stones, and there's maybe a manual to guide you into building a shop, but there's also the same manual could be used to build something completely else.
And the manual is directed to developers, not to merchants.
Yeah.
But Jesse, you know, that's why what I mean also in on our Twitter thread is, what is the strategy for Magento? Is only providing a kind of framework for developers, or thinking about more on the merchant side and saying, well, we have a turnkey solution for you. You just need to install and customize it for your needs. It's, from my point of view, it's going not in this way. It's going more on the developer framework.
Well, and even worse.
And if you do that, just to finish, if you do that, you cut yourself from a market share, because small and medium enterprise won't be, businesses won't be interested. And only, let's say, big project will be interested because they have enough developers to build completely customized solution like Magento provide.
Yeah.
I was really criticized about this strategy, because I see it, this is where I see a big cut for several agencies also to decide, hey, which solution should we provide to our customers?
Yeah. Well, so first of all, I completely agree. The plans of Magento are also not known since the takeover by Adobe. So we don't know also what Adobe actually has envisioned in this case as well. However, the more practical thing for me is Magento 1 is simply outdated. So it needed to be replaced with something else. And now we have Magento 2. But if I compare it, the front-end technology with like React and Vue, I also see the front-end technology as being outdated as well. So if they're not going to do anything, Magento is going to fade away as well. And as soon as React is there, I'm guaranteeing that sooner or later, React is also going to be outdated. So it's basically difficult to also make a decision with like a static application that Magento is in a really dynamic market. The more struggling part is also like the market share that you mentioned. And that's actually what's worrying me as well. So I experience already that as a trainer, React is in less demand for trainings because React is more simple to use. So that's like my market share is diminishing there as well.
Yeah, but on the opposite side, you said also yourself, you are a developer, you are thinking about how to develop your extension, and you are thinking about building it for both platform solution technology. So one for Knockout and one for React.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that it's profitable.
Yeah, and who knows? Point where I wanted to come is at the end, it will be cost a lot more because you need more time to develop your extension to make it compatible for both technologies.
Yeah, but if I don't, I know for sure actually that the Magento front end is going to disappear sooner or later, and then I have zero market share. Mm-hmm. So I think there's like a guarantee that things are going to change. The Adobe takeover is part of it, PWA is part of it, but Magento 2 in general is also part of it because the market share of Magento 1 shops is different than the market share of Magento 2 shops.
It's much more smaller.
Yeah.
Magento 2 is much more smaller currently.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the logical things that we need to ask ourselves, like where can we stand knowing that actually the technology is going to change? And where do we want to stand as developers, but also as merchants? Is the technology still there to support us? And nobody knows because the technology is certainly really on the move. And normally you only find out about your own position if the technology is stable. And currently the technology is not stable. So it's still like the whole gambling of early adapters. And that's what you see right now. There's a lot of early adapters, but the late adapters, they simply still need to wait.
Yeah, I see.
All right, that was not too much politics. It was very interesting. Anything else you want to add?
No, because it looks like on Twitter we disagree, and I was not disagree about PWA because I'm agree totally with you. It's the future. That's definitely the point. The point I see as a developer agency, invent for the merchant, I see the cost for all the things, changing, switching, and so on. I see also for agency deciding if Magento is still a solution for them. As agency perspective, and so lots of questions which are coming even now without speaking about PWA, as merchant thinking about Magento 1, Magento 2, should I do it? And for some customers say no, honestly, because they're customized so much that it would cost much more to do it on Magento 2. But well, sometimes it's good to start from scratch and cleaning the mess. But on the other side, there are also lots of advantage with Magento 2 that I see. So there is really still now, after 3 years of Magento 2, there's still now lots of question, opening question. And yeah, coming with PWA in the middle of that is, if you
speak
internally with merchant, actors, community people, there are still some blur, how do you say, grants kind of line about that.
Well, right. So another way of looking at it is actually that PWA, so take my word for it. If you're used to Knockout and front-end development as it is right now, and you switch to React, there's going to be a learning curve, and the learning curve is first like going up, meaning that there's more to learn, and you don't see the end, the top of the mountain yet, and it's going to be hard. But actually, the how do you say that? Like the incline is not taking that long as you're used to with Magento 2. And after you've reached the top of the mountain, actually React is going to be peanuts compared to the other front end. So there's a benefit of React, but there's also a benefit of Vue. And basically that struggle between like what kind of front end to use is still like showing the frustration of the community or Magento as a whole at this moment. So it's not settled yet. What is settled is headless, and headless is basically also proving the success of GraphQL. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's actually showing another point as well. The benefit of headless is that actually you have no longer a static monolithic system to worry about, right. But you have actually a backend and a frontend. The backend could be used, could be Magento, and the frontend is free. You're able to choose whatever you want to choose.
To confirm what you say, for example, I have a request for a customer to build not e-commerce, but m-commerce. So I don't give some too much details, but
the customer has a Magento one, which was done by an agency, was a mess. And I say, forget your Magento one. Let's start with just PWA. Just take some breaks behind. So Akinu of a PIM solution, for example, take Elasticsearch for the index for the product and so on. And you can split the different block of technologies. And if one day you want to change the front end, you can change it. If you want to change the PIM, you can change it and so on. And it's also what I see more and more. Not microservice, because it needs lots of knowledge. And
no, but it's the same thought of microservice.
Same thought, but with more specific or specialized solution doing their best to provide a...
And it's basically that there's an issue, and the problem is the current front end of Magento 2 is problematic. How to solve that? Well, by chopping it up in smaller pieces. So what is the frustrating part? Well, maybe not necessarily the back end, because there's like it's complex, but you don't often need to modify the back end. But it's much more about the front end, the storefront. So let's use Vue or React for it. But likewise, the problem could be that you're still on Magento 1 and that you're unable to migrate to Magento 2 because there's too much custom work in Magento 1. Mm-hmm. So how to solve it? Well, not by doing the same thing in Magento 2 again, because then you're there with Magento 2, a lot of custom work, and you're unable to migrate to Magento 3 or to shop. So you chop it up in pieces. And I love like Akinu as a way of thinking, because then you delegate like the catalog into a separate application. Problem solved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, No, man, it's how I see for you know, e-commerce area is how I see the things, is separating some business logic and make them specialized and not have a monolithic solution like Magento does, and maybe simplify some process to. So Sirius, for example, is for me the way how it should go.
Yeah.
Having a better solution, simplified. It's not perfect solution Sirius at the moment, for example, but it's, let's say you as a merchant have the possibility to say, well, I want to have something fast, and if I want to have on top of it a PWA thing, I can build it on it, and so on.
Yeah, well, and to me, like the way of thinking about React as Lego stones could be part of that solution as well. So theoretically, if you are now on a Magento 1 shop. And you need to work slowly upon migrating to Magento 2, but you don't know whether you want to migrate now or you want to migrate later. What you could do already is refactor part of the custom work in Magento 1 to a React component in Magento 1.
Really done.
So I've done that myself as well, and I've heard a couple of clients that do the same thing. And by doing that, you're at least like taking for granted, like, okay, we're going to move to PWA sooner or later. Mm-hmm. And we're going to assume that the migration is done in 5 years' time. And we're going to assume that React is still there. But we're not going to solve all of the problems. We're only going to solve that one single problem in Magento 1, where you had prototype and jQuery and all the other stuff that is also not beautiful. And let's replace it with a more simple React component.
All right, I wanna make a cut here. It's already 9. Sorry.
Yeah.
I think this was really fantastic. No, we have to be respectful of everyone's time.
Sorry.
So thank you very much, Jesse. When is the next Reacticon?
Question mark, I don't know. So I'm actually preparing another version of Mage Test Fest in March in Italy.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, in Florence.
In Florence. Monday.
Yeah. So it's pretty close to Zurich as well. But only once that's actually finished, I'm going to worry about a third Reacticon. So I'm not going to say anything on that.
So there will be 3 Reacticons next year, or?
Yeah, why not? If there's a need.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Thank you, JC.
Thank you.
Good evening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.